Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Tuesday afternoon, getting ready for Bands on the Beach tonight.
Yeah, just so a few hours.
If you're looking for something to do, it's always a blast over there. 7 o'clock, Bands on the Beach kicks off on the Casino Beach Day, so be ready for that one. And look for our good friends in yellow. Not a bunch of bananas. It's Cat Country.
Yeah.
And all the folks over there putting this great show on. So try to make it out there. Austin, let's go ahead, get serious, and take a look into three important things our listeners might need this hour.
Give you some.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, looking at number one, we now know it was a Honduran man who crashed into a barricade on May 25th at NAS Pensacola. 34-year-old Moses Hernandez was charged in federal court with illegally entering a military property and resisting or impeding arrest by a federal officer. If convicted, Hernandez faces up to 18 months imprisonment and deportation from the U.S. The case involved a joint investigation by Homeland Security investigators and the United States Navy.
And the draft version of the SRIA's 2026 budget is proposed to be approximately $6.3 million. That's a $2.1 million decrease from last year's budget. There are 11 infrastructure projects proposed, which is the same number of projects that were included last year. Locals will begin to see multiple infrastructure projects get underway after the summer peak tourism season is over.
All right. Afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. This is News Radio 92.3. We spoke to Todd Payne yesterday from Pensacola International.
Indeed,
talking about the different programs, the Lanyard program for disability travelers and things like this. But they've also done, and we touched on this briefly during our chat with Todd on Monday, officials at Pensacola International launching a new live shuttle tracker. Travelers will now be able to track airport parking shuttles in real time from their phones. The new system can also be accessed through the airport website. The shuttles arrive on average every 7 minutes from lots 1, 2, and 3.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Pensacola's mayor praising the work of first responders and city employees last week during the Fiesta Parade, which he says went off without a hitch despite some uncontrollable circumstances, including a pedestrian accident just before the route was closed to traffic. PPD officers were also called to respond to a shooting at Pensacola Village Apartments about 30 minutes before the parade began. The next parade is coming up on June 19th. That's for the rescheduled Martin Luther King Jr. Parade.
Okay, and Mayor Reeves had this to say about Friday night's activities.
Putting on a parade is quite a lift, especially now with our enhanced security measures for this year. Thank you to all the city crews, and it's not just police and fire, it's the sheriff's department, Chip and his team helping us, as well as our public works team and Parks and Rec, and everybody's really all hands to make these things happen.
And I know myself and Austin working Friday afternoon shift, and we basically were maneuvering these different circumstances that seemed to pop up just before the parade. Of course, 30 minutes before the actual parade, Pensacola Village Apartments had that shooting over there. And then they had the jogger that was hit by the car down on the parade route on Palo Fox.
Yeah, Mike Wood was a busy bee having to keep
Palo
us
Fox
updated.
And Garden Street. So, yeah, hats off to PPD.
Absolutely.
They did a stellar job maneuvering those different situations across that parade route. I do want to add this in here. Maxwell Respite Center, there it is closing its door. Executive Director Vince Wibbs Jr. saying the program and the more than 80 people who are currently staying there must be out by June 30th. The center offers people experiencing homelessness a place to stay while they get back on their feet. It is about 4:15, kind of moving across the hour here. Austin Price looking at our traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. today before your service day, and you can learn more at ecua.gov. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, do have a couple of spots of note. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. And easily our worst-looking spot right now is Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, you're actually facing congestion all the way backed up to the Windhaven Beach area. So try your best to avoid that if you can. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 85 75 degrees. Going to be a low of 75 tonight, and slight rain chances will bleed into your Wednesday, where it will be a high of 86 and a low of 74.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, as Florida lawmakers begin their budget talks today, pretty busy in Tallahassee, Speaker of the House Daniel Perez says one stumbling block was on the magnitude of spending cuts.
The House wanted to cut the budget significantly more than either the Senate or the governor. How we cut the budget is something that maybe we may have had difference of opinions, but we were all under the understanding that as long as we cut the budget, how we do it didn't matter.
Okay, Perez says lawmakers are working on proposals to put on that ballot.
And President Trump is pardoning two South Florida divers who freed 19 sharks and a giant grouper from a fisherman's line. Tanner Menzel and John Moore Jr. were convicted of theft in 2022. Although they avoided prison time, their felony convictions prevented them from voting, owning firearms, and traveling freely. The men's attorneys welcomed the news, saying that they were only trying to save the creatures from what they believed was an illegal fishing setup.
416 News Radio 92.3. Why don't you put your thinking cap on here just for a second. Think back a couple of weekends ago. Remember we were telling you about the mailbox mayhem up in Molino? People were knocking the mailboxes down.
Yeah.
Things like that. Well, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons joined Andrew McKay this morning on Pensacola Morning News. Had that discussion.
You know, people were kind enough, really, to give us some surveillance video and give us information. Mm-hmm, hey, we think it's this. And we're looking at whether it's some individuals on a four-wheeler that have been driving through the area.
Well, the damaged mailboxes were along Sunshine Hill Road, Crabtree Church Road, Chestnut Road, and Gibson Road.
All right, and a new law makes it easier to kick out squatters in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis signed an anti-squatting bill into law yesterday. Senate Bill 322 makes it easier for commercial property owners to regain possession of their property by quickly removing those with no authority to stay on it. DeSantis says Florida doesn't tolerate squatters and stands with property owners. He also signed another bill that makes it easier to evict hotel or motel guests who do not pay their bills.
You know, Austin, that topic came up this morning with Sheriff Chip Simmons and Andrew.
Really?
They were another topic. You just kind of busted that out there, and thank you very much for that one. But yeah, the topic of squatters came up.
In the past, people have claimed that they have residency or squatter's rights or whatever they want to call it because they stayed in a location. So we go there, and it's an abandoned house, and so you can't evict me. You can't make me leave because I'm getting mail here. I'm doing something. You know, I've established power or utilities here.
Yeah, I'll never understand the argument for that, but whatever.
Let it fly.
And an investigation is underway after very disturbing photos surfaced showing decapitated animals on a beach in the Tampa Bay area. The images appear to show at least 20 chickens and a goat, but deputies say no remains were found when they actually arrived at Gandy Beach in Pinellas County. The sheriff's office is looking into the incident.
Here's something that's going to be happening after July 1st, so I just want to make you aware of it. Florida restaurants going to have to make clear to customers up front, that's the key operative word there, up front, when their bill contains automatic tips or service fees. Under Senate Bill 606, signed on Monday by Governor DeSantis, the law will take effect, like I said, July 1st, and requires notices of fees on menus, websites, or mobile apps where orders are placed.
And a man is suing Universal Orlando Resort after a ride he was on malfunctioned. The St. Johns County man filed the suit last week in Orange County. He was on the Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey ride in Islands of Adventure 2 years ago when it stopped. He says he was stuck in midair for about an hour and claims in his suit that he suffered injuries that resulted in pain and suffering and mental anguish. He's suing for $50,000, and Universal has not responded to the suit.
Okay. Florida's preparing for the possibility that the feds won't respond like it did in the past. We're talking hurricane response here. Florida leaders have positioned the state with a highly effective emergency response infrastructure and beefed up the financial reserves available in case Florida doesn't catch a break and FEMA scales back.
All right.
We hope that does not happen.
Yes.
Please, don't let that happen.
Can't stress that last part enough. 419 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back with some of the hardest-hitting headlines happening across your nation today, a deep dive into your national stories, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Not all service companies are created equal. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barbary Plumbing, and we're proud to say we're a local, family-owned small business serving our community for over 50 years. In 1972, my dad, Louis Barbary, started this company with a vision of providing the best quality service with honesty and integrity for the community. Small businesses are the heart of America, and when you support a locally owned small business, you help to keep your community strong. We are not one of those plumbing franchise companies that will charge you an arm and a leg. At Barbieri Plumbing, we always use the flat rate pricing so you know exactly how much the job will cost before the work begins. No franchise fee to pass along. You may not need a plumber today, but when you do, call Pensacola's best plumber, Barbieri Plumbing, at 477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF1106-7749.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Stop by the Palafox Market Saturday mornings. Stroll and check out our local artisans, crafts, and handiwork, locally grown produce, and freshly baked breads, goodies, and other foods, all along North Palafox from 9 till 2. Join the World Ocean Day celebration hosted by the Perdido Key Chamber at Perdido Key Community Center from 9 till 3. It's a day for all ages to explore and learn. More at visitperdido.com. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about this major foreign policy address that Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense, gave in Singapore over the weekend. Very interesting statements about what China's doing, what the United States is doing, and if we are, as many people think, on the verge of war, huge news we ought to be paying attention to. We also talked with Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons and Sam Abel from the city of Gulf Breeze about what they did at city council last night. You can find all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All right, 423 News Radio 92.3. I hope you're having a great afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. Job market unexpectedly added more openings than expected in late April. Jenny Casola has those numbers.
There were more job openings on the last business day of April. The Labor Department's job openings and labor turnover survey found 7.39 million openings, topping expectations, and an increase from March's report. Jobs increased in arts, entertainment and recreation, and in mining and logging. Openings decreased in accommodation and food services, state and local government, and education. Payroll processing company ADP reports its May employment numbers on Wednesday, and the monthly employment report from the Labor Department is on Friday. Jenny Cosolda, Fox News.
Okay, well, let's kind of go down the street, take you to a different building, a different person. We're going to go to the market now. Stocks ending up this afternoon, pulling closer to record highs. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
The major averages ending higher as investors eagerly await more updates on tariffs. Tech was the best performing sector, which boosted the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which has now turned positive for the year. Chipmakers gained with NVIDIA leading the charge. Its stock popped nearly 3% as Wall Street firm Jefferies added the AI darling to its list of highest conviction picks. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Goldman Sachs, and Home Depot. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, Johnson & Johnson, and Amazon. The Dow rising 214 points, the NASDAQ higher by 156, S&P 500 up 34. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Yeah, a lot of numbers to take in there. I hope you got them. We'll have them back up there for you in just a few more minutes. 425, Austin Price. looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at the roads here, first things first. If you are on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, you're probably not having a good time. There's congestion in that area pushing you back to Windhaven Beach. Also have some issues on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Last major spot's going to be Pine Forest Road. That's if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather on a local scale, 85 degrees, low of 75 tonight with a slight chance of showers. Those shower chances are going to increase on your Wednesday where the high will be 86 and the low will be 74.
All right, nice looking snapshot there locally. Let's take you to the big picture and let you know federal agencies are preparing for hurricane season. The Trump administration says, they're ready to go this year. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and FEMA leadership are all over hurricane season, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says.
They are committed to ensuring that federal resources and tax dollars are there for Americans in need.
But Leavitt warns President Trump won't allow states to make bad budget decisions.
We want to see states be responsible with their tax dollars to do as much as they possibly can, and then the president will deeply and thoughtfully consider any requests for federal aid that come to his desk.
Acting FEMA chief David Richardson is facing criticism for telling employees he did not know there was a hurricane season. An agency spokesperson says the administrator was making a joke. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordering a Navy ship named after gay rights icon and Navy vet Harvey Milk to be renamed. That's according to multiple reports. The USNS Harvey Milk was launched in 2021. It's set to officially be renamed later this month. The USS Chancellorsville and USNS Maury were the last ships to be renamed in 2023 under recommendation of a congressional commission created to review names tied to the Confederacy.
Boy, the guys in blue doing another fabulous job up in Georgia. A pair of police officers up there. It happened in Georgia's Fulton County. Stepped in, saved a life of an infant. Good story here. Here's CJ Papa.
Body camera footage from the Sandy Springs Police Department released Monday shows a dramatic rescue from March 11th. The 9-month-old baby was choking on a pistachio, turning blue from not breathing.
Come on, buddy.
Footage shows Sergeant William Nelson and Officer Jordan Innes grabbing and turning the baby face down and tapping it on its back. A life-saving maneuver used for infants who are too young for the Heimlich. Their critical maneuver let the baby take shallow breaths before firefighters arrived at the scene.
He's coming out. He's breathing.
The baby rushed to a hospital for surgery to remove the pistachio. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And family members of the man charged in the fire attack on Israeli hostage supporters in Colorado are now in ICE custody. That's according to multiple reports. In a post on X, Secretary Kristi Noem said that the wife and five children of Mohammed Sabri Solomon are being arrested. They are being processed for expedited removal. Solomon is here illegally from Egypt and faces federal along with state charges after at least 12 people were hurt in Sunday's attack.
I guarantee you're going to hear a lot about this story I'm getting ready to share with you. The Trump administration reviewing late term pardons issued by former President Joe Biden. Jared Halpern has the latest from the White House.
Justice Department pardon attorney Ed Martin is reviewing pardons and commutations signed by former President Biden in the final weeks of his term amid concerns about the use of an auto pen to sign documents. Reuters reported this week that Martin plans to look at preemptive pardons granted to the former president's son, Hunter Biden. Martin told reporters he thinks the pardons need some scrutiny, though it is unclear what action the Justice Department can take. The Constitution grants broad clemency powers to presidents. President Trump has issued sweeping pardons for defendants charged in the January 6th Capitol riot. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Speaker Mike Johnson says Elon Musk's criticism of the Republican Party's massive tax cuts and spending bill is very disappointing and terribly wrong. Johnson shared that he spoke with the tech billionaire on Monday and told reporters Elon's missing it, but noted that it's not personal. Musk's criticism also comes days after his White House departure and as Trump works to get the package enacted by the party's self-imposed July 4th deadline.
All right. Ukraine says it's damaged the crucial Kerch Bridge. This is a bridge that links Russia to Crimea. Greg Palcott has us details on this.
Some 2,400 pounds of explosive was detonated underwater near the foundations of the bridge, causing damage and halting traffic for a time. Ukraine also hitting power substations in Russian-occupied territory, knocking out electricity for 700,000 across two regions. Meanwhile, Russian drone and airstrikes on civilian targets across Ukraine continue, leaving dozens killed and injured overnight. And more details are emerging about that surprise Ukrainian drone attack over the weekend on Russian military air bases. U.S. intelligence officials now reportedly say some 20 long-range strategic bombers were destroyed, experts calling it a major blow to Russian air power, crucial in the Ukraine war. Greg Malcott, Fox News.
All right, Greg, the National Hurricane Center reporting no tropical cyclone activity is expected for the North Atlantic, Caribbean, and the Gulf of America over the next 7 days. Now, smoke from Canadian wildfires dipped as far south as into North Florida.
Gosh.
Same condition. Yeah, I'm telling you, the same conditions bringing the Sahara dust into Florida is moving the Canadian smoke out. The wall of dust is heading toward Florida and could hang around until the weekend.
News. I'm John Saucier. Elon Musk has been busy posting on X about his opposition to the House passed spending plan, which he says will add more to the federal deficit. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, what do you think about that?
The president already knows where Elon Musk stood on this bill. It doesn't change the president's opinion. This is one big, beautiful bill, and he's sticking to it.
Musk posting the bill would burden American citizens with crushingly unsustainable debt. Musk first spoke negatively of this bill last week. Senate Majority Leader John Thune, he's supporting the issues that this bill tackles.
It talks about modernizing our military, making America energy dominant, securing our border, and making sure that the American people aren't faced with a $4.5 trillion tax increase at the end of this year.
Republican Senator Rand Paul says the bill raises the debt ceiling by $5 trillion. America's listening to Fox News.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, we now know it was a Honduran man who crashed into a barricade on May 25th at NAS Pensacola. 34-year-old Moses Hernandez was charged in federal court with illegally entering a military property and resisting or impeding arrest by a federal officer. If convicted, Hernandez faces up to 18 months imprisonment and deportation from the U.S. The case involved a joint investigation by Homeland Security Investigations and the United States Navy.
Yeah, let's talk about downsizing a little bit here. By the way, this is story number two this afternoon. The draft version of SRIA's 2020 budget is proposed to be approximately $6.3 million. Get this, a $2.1 million decrease from last year's budget. There's 11 infrastructure projects proposed, which is the same number of projects that were included in the 24 budget. Locals will begin to see multiple infrastructure projects get underway after the summer peak tourism season kind of goes away.
And your third and final top story this afternoon, officials at Pensacola International have launched a new live shuttle tracker. Travelers will now be able to track airport parking shuttles in real time from their phones. The new system can also be accessed through the airport website. The shuttles arrive on average every 7 minutes from lots 1, 2, and 3.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Alvarez hits one out to right field, chasing Hernandez back. It's over his head and off the base of the wall. And the Mets go back in front of the 10th. It's 3-2. And he pulls that one over the bag. That's a fair ball. It bounces off the sidewall. And the Mets have a two-run lead in the 10th.
On SNY, the Mets took a two-run lead into the bottom of the 10th against the Dodgers in Los Angeles.
Bouncing ball base in right field. Hernandez will come in to score. 4-3. On the ground, back to Buteau. He's got it.
On SNY, the Mets held off the Dodgers in 10 innings, 4-3. Not the only game in California that went to extra innings Monday.
A hard hit liner caught by Arraez, and the ball game is over. Padres, a 10-inning, 1-0 win over the San Francisco Giants.
On NBC Sports Bay Area, the Padres beat the Giants 1-0 on Jose Iglesias' sacrifice fly in the 10th inning. The Colorado Rockies got back in the win column Monday, beat the Marlins in South Florida 6-4. Two home runs by Hunter Goodman. Colorado's record now 10-50. The Rockies ended their fourth losing streak of at least 8 games this season. Two home runs by Hunter Goodman for the worst team in the majors. Three home runs by Kerry Carpenter for the best team in baseball, the Detroit Tigers. Carpenter smashed wood against ball 3 times in the Tigers' 13-1 whitewashing of the White Sox. Detroit is 40-21. Mike Trout continues his strong pace since he came off the injured list Monday after he was out a month with a bruised knee. Trout had a second 3-hit game since Friday, blasted the longest home run this year at Fenway Park. 454 feet, helped the Angels beat the Red Sox 7-6. Other winners on the diamond Monday, the Twins and the Brewers. The American League East leading Yankees expect to be without their closer, Luke Weaver, for 4 to 6 weeks. Weaver has a hamstring injury. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
4:37, this is breaking news from News Radio 92.3. We were telling you about it being a busy Friday afternoon. Austin and I were on the board at this time. Of course, we had the situation at the Pensacola Village, a shooting over there. But then we had the jogger that was on Gregory Street and Palafox Street downtown that they were racing. If you remember the story, the motorcycle was racing across the Bay Bridge going northbound with a Mustang. And then somehow along the line, things got messed up. The motorcycle crash victim from that on Gregory Street, from those injuries, has died this afternoon. This just happened minutes ago. We wanted to let you know about this. PPD just informing me, Mike Wood, spokesperson for PPD, telling me PPD is not releasing the name yet, and they are not charging the driver of the Mustang that he was racing. So again, the motorcycle victim, I'm going to say the motorcycle race victim with the Mustang going across the Bay Bridge into right. The city has died this afternoon from his injuries.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's the latest in breaking news on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. And as we continue with your sports headlines here, City of Sunrise Mayor Michael Ryan again challenging the mayor of Edmonton as the Florida Panthers try to repeat as Stanley Cup champs. Following last season's title, if you're not aware, Mayor Ryan sent to Edmonton a signed Panthers jersey, but now he's up in the ante. He's saying that Edmonton must declare a day of recognition to honor the eventual winner. Mayor Amarjit Sohi has accepted the challenge in the hopes of instead having an Edmonton Oilers Day declared in Sunrise. Games 1 and 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals are Wednesday and Friday in Edmonton.
Okay, big changes coming up in the Apple in, when it comes to basketball. The Knicks making a leadership change. Joe Morgan's all over the story.
The New York Knicks are coming off their most successful season in 25 years, but it wasn't enough for head coach Tom Thibodeau to keep his job. The Knicks fired Thibodeau on Tuesday, 3 days after the Knicks were eliminated by the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Under Thibodeau, the Knicks made the postseason in 4 of 5 years and had consecutive 50-win seasons for the first time since the 1990s. The Knicks made several big moves last summer and fall prior to the season, trading for forward Mikal Bridges and all-star Karl Anthony Towns. Thibodeau was scheduled to begin a 3-year contract extension next year that had previously been agreed to. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
In Washington, D.C., honoring a trailblazing female athlete with a new plaza, Mayor Muriel Bowser and other city officials cut the ribbon on Mamie Peanut Johnson Plaza yesterday. Born in South Carolina in 1935, Johnson earned her nickname because she was only 5 feet 3 inches tall and weighed over 100 pounds. She had a 33-8 record as a pitcher in the Negro Leagues in the 1950s and was one of only 3 women to ever play in that league. Johnson died in 2017 at the age of 82.
All right, new report out this afternoon claims to have leaked documents with details about a controversial boxer in last summer's Olympic Games in Paris. Jonathan Hunt reports from Los Angeles.
The testing of gold medal winner Imani Khalif from Algeria was already known and already much debated. What's new here is a sports website publishing what it claims are documents from that alleged testing. Now, we cannot independently confirm the veracity of those documents, but according to 3Wire Sports, they come from an accredited lab in India and conclude that the findings on Khalif are abnormal and say chromosome analysis reveals male karyotype, a reference to a person's complete set of chromosomes.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Last week, Stephon Diggs was on a boat partying and was allegedly passing around a pink powdery substance. Obviously, Diggs didn't look to be in the right, but it's still mind-boggling that he allowed this to be captured on video. Now many are wondering if the Patriots will move on and cut Diggs, and I'd be shocked if they did so, because Drake May needs Diggs for his development for the 2025 season, and on-the-field value is always priority number one in the NFL, and most will forget about this video by the end of the week. I'm Zach Gelb.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Here's today's health news.
All right, the key to healthy aging among women, you're not going to believe this one, could be coffee. Tom Rigotti has the numbers.
Coffee has been found to help women stay healthy as they age. That's according to new research from Harvard University, which followed a group of nearly 50,000 women from the Nurses' Health Study for a 30-year period. The research found that drinking an average of 315 milligrams of caffeine daily from coffee every morning could help women stay mentally sharp and physically strong later in life. Healthy aging meant surviving to older age without major chronic diseases and with good physical, mental, and cognitive function. The American Society of Nutrition says decaf coffee and tea did not have the same effect. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And with the start of the summer travel season here, the CDC now urging flyers to get the measles vaccine before traveling outside the U.S. The agency updated its travel guidance as the number of cases continues to rise in the country. Officials say most measles exposures are connected to international travel. The CDC on its website says anyone who is not protected against measles can get it while abroad and easily spread it to others when they return home.
Okay, we were just getting ready to do the show today, and speaking to Lisa LaCara, she has an advancement. We're going to advance the story a little bit from what she told us just a few hours ago.
The CDC now says Americans should be vaccinated against measles no matter where they're traveling. The travel notice acknowledges that people are not just being exposed to measles in countries where it's spreading, but also on planes and during travel. The travel notice advises 2 doses for all Americans ages 1 or older. An early dose is advised for traveling infants ages 6 to 11 months. The U.S. has seen more than 1,000 measles cases so far this year. Lisa LaCara, Fox News.
Okay, the Food and Drug Administration is elevating a recent tomato recall due to risk of salmonella contamination. Tanya J. Powers has the latest.
The FDA has marked the tomato recall as a class one, meaning there is a risk of, quote, serious adverse health consequences or death. It was first announced on May 2nd by the distributor, Williams Farms Repack, after they were notified that there was a risk of salmonella contamination. The tomato recall affects nine package sizes sold to wholesalers and distributors in Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina between April 23rd and 28th under the H&M Farm label. While it's not likely that consumers will have the fresh tomatoes from the recalled batch, they could have used them in food that was frozen. The FDA says the bacteria can survive for weeks in dry environments and months in wet ones, such as the freezer. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All right, 4:45, 15 away from 5 o'clock. News Radio 92.3. Gonna kind of walk over here and kind of get Austin ready to go. Austin Price in, by the way, looking at your weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Got some backups developing on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. Also on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. And we even got some backups developing on Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As for the weather on a local scale, sitting at around 85 degrees, low of 75 tonight with about a 20% chance of showers. Those chances will increase tomorrow where the high will be 86 and the low will be 74.
Okay, and here comes your national snapshot. The Central Plains bracing for severe weather. As parts of the Midwest are expecting high temps. Adam Klutz has the latest Fox weather forecast.
An active weather pattern gets underway as a strong cold front is moving from the central United States today, bringing a risk of severe storms across parts of eastern Kansas, Missouri, and southern Illinois. Damaging winds and hail are the main threats, with scattered storms expected in the evening hours. In the Midwest and Chicago, it's hot and windy, with highs in the mid-80s and gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Further north, cooler air is settling in behind the front, with temperatures in the 60s and 70s across the northern plains. In the south, humid and unsettled weather continues to dominate. Expect scattered storms from the Gulf Coast to the southeast. And out west, flash flood watches are posted for parts of central and southern Utah due to isolated downpours. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Meta has signed a 20-year agreement to buy nuclear power from Constellation Energy. Starting in June of 2027, Meta says they'll buy roughly 1.1 gigawatts of energy from Constellation's Clinton Clean Energy Center in Illinois, which is the entire output from that site's one nuclear reactor. Dollar General shares surged by 15% today after the discount retailer raised its full-year forecast after beating first-quarter expectations for both earnings and revenue. Their CEO said the company is working to reduce its exposure to China and minimize price increases for its customers, adding that the retailer is attracting more middle- and upper-income customers that are seeking value. On Wall Street, stocks finished higher today with the three major averages gaining anywhere from 0.5 to 0.8%. Crude oil futures for July are above $63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, you're going to have to get to the airport or sign in earlier when you're flying on United. Oh, I can see the cringe faces going on right now. TSA's long enough to go now. What's next? Well, Jenny Casola has the report.
For domestic United Airlines flights, you'll now need to check in at least 45 minutes before departure. The previous limit was 30 minutes. For international flights, you need to check in at least 60 minutes before departure. Both passengers with and without baggage need to follow the rules. If you're not checking any bags, you can check in online 24 hours before your flight and receive a digital boarding pass. United says passengers can also use lobby kiosks for self-service. Condé Nast Traveler says it's generally recommended to arrive at the airport 2 hours before departure for domestic flights and 3 hours for international travel. United says it will try to find another option for those who miss the deadline, but the airline has the right to deny service. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And since we're talking about planes here, Alaska Airlines set to begin flights to Europe next year. The Seattle-based carrier plans to launch nonstop service 4 times a week to Rome starting in May. Tickets will go on sale this fall, with Alaska planning to add another long-haul destination in the future. The company plans to use Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner jets, which are now part of its combined fleet following its merger with Hawaiian Airlines.
Yeah, that's going to be a long flight, let me tell you. I used to dread the flights from San Francisco to Sydney. like 16 hours or so.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah, it was brutal. Student loan borrowers are not at risk of having Social Security benefits garnished. This is pretty good news here. If you're in default, this is what applies. Jared Halpern has more from the White House this afternoon.
Nearly half a million Americans 62 years or older with student loans are in default, according to a federal agency. But the Department of Education says Social Security payments will not be garnished for those borrowers. A spokesperson for the department says the Trump administration is committed to protecting Social Security recipients who oftentimes rely on a fixed income. The administration restarted student loan collections last month following a years-long pause put in place during the COVID pandemic. The government has said it could garnish wages and tax refunds for those in default. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And dating apps are being linked to reports of Americans being lured to Mexico and kidnapped. Authorities at the U.S. consulate in Guadalajara issued an alert about recent incidents in Puerto Vallarta and elsewhere. Officials did not name any specific dating apps, but they have warned users to be careful and only meet in public places. Authorities also encouraged travelers to be aware of the U.S. State Department's travel advisories for Mexico.
All right. Tech giant committing to buy electricity from a Midwest nuclear power plant for two decades. This is, by the way, to power artificial intelligence. Jenny Casola has more.
The Clinton Nuclear Power Plant in Illinois will be providing electricity for Meta Platforms. The plant is near Decatur, about 150 miles southwest of Chicago. Massive amounts of energy will be required to build advanced artificial intelligence systems. Meta will buy power generation for 20 years in a deal with Constellation Energy. Constellation says the deal will not remove power from the grid. Meta and other big tech companies are building data centers to train their AI models. Constellation CEO Joe Dominguez says the Meta deal will help to cover costs at the plant. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
451 News Radio 92.3. Thought I'd drop this in here and just let you kind of absorb this afternoon. We're just getting these numbers and I want to pass them on to you. Mortgage rates are holding steady this afternoon, still slightly below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.96%. Average rate on that 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.23%. Economic tensions rising between the U.S. and China. Madeline Riviera has more.
Over the weekend, administration officials sounded optimistic the two leaders will have a productive conversation, but there are big gaps between these two sides. The U.S. says China is holding back items that they were supposed to release under that 90-day tariff pause last month. These products include rare earth minerals, and that is a problem for the administration because those minerals can be used in anything from cars to fighter jets, and China processes about 90% of the global supply. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt now saying in a new statement, at the direction of President Trump, the administration is aggressively moving to onshore critical supply chains, including the production of magnets in the United States. But China says it's the U.S. that's violating the agreement.
4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour.
Celebrating 15 years of excellence, Nancy's Catering and Events has been feeding Pensacola's most unforgettable occasions since 2010. Led by award-winning executive chef Gus Silivos, Nancy's team brings top culinary creations and guest experiences to the Gulf Coast area. From lavish weddings and galas to seaside crab boils and garden parties, Nancy's has you covered. For more information and to see the array of menus and services, visit nancyscateringandevents.com. Nancy's Catering and Events, where your perfect event begins.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. and he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, no, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
Pensacola, oh, right now.
Down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Working so hard like
455 News Radio 92.3. The guy's name's Eddie something another. I forget it, but it's Eddie something.
Grant.
There you go. Eddie Grant. Big song back in its day, let me tell you.
I can't name another song by him.
Yeah, really. It's 5 away from 5 o'clock. Boy, we're busted it down this afternoon. Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together.
I sure am. Just traffic and weather update brought to you by Indeed.com. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Start at Indeed.com/credit. Looking at the roads here, our worst area is still going to be Navarre Parkway, rather, if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But we also have issues on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Those have seemingly cleared out, though. Last major spot's going to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, 85 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be some higher rain chances than what we've seen yesterday and today. The high is going to be 86 and the low is going to be 74.
Here's today's pop culture news.
You know, have you ever heard that statement, you know, whatever this person does, it touches, turns to gold, something.
Yeah.
Well, Taylor Swift falls in that category.
I would agree.
Her music streams are climbing after repurchasing her master recordings. Michelle Polino has the details.
Taylor Swift's old albums are surging after she officially regained ownership of her first 6 records in a major catalog deal last week. Spotify reports that streams of Swift's original Big Machine era albums more than doubled on Friday compared to their average daily streams in April. That includes Taylor Swift, Fearless, Speak Now, Red, 1989, and Reputation. The spike came just hours after Swift announced the deal, which finally reunites her with the rights to her early work. Fans flooded social media in response, driving up streams across the catalog. Swift has been vocal for years about her fight to control her masters. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I'll be transparent with you. I'm not really familiar with early Taylor Swift. I wonder if any of those 6 projects that she, her albums, were any of her country albums.
I would assume at least one if it's her early work.
Because she was a big country star to really bust it up, you know?
Yeah, it could be some stuff from her transformational period from
something
a country.
Something we need to look into, I guess.
Yeah.
Austin, a well-known restaurant chain that started in Los Angeles's parking lot, get this one, completes a Hollywood-like story as it sold for a fortune. You only dream of things like this. Doesn't happen to me and doesn't happen to you, but it did happen to this guy. Kevin Yurensky has the details.
Dave's Hot Chicken was started by several childhood friends as a pop-up in an L.A. parking lot just 8 years ago. It grew into a franchise with more than 400 worldwide restaurants, and Monday, the business was sold to Roark Capital in a deal worth $1 billion. The friends who started the company will continue in their roles, including menu innovation, food quality, and marketing. Roark Capital has $40 billion in equity and backs 2 holding companies that own several chains, including Arby's, Dunkin', Jimmy John's, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Carvel. Kevin Yurensky, Fox News.
And for you Los Angeles natives out there this afternoon, you know what I'm talking about here. Reminds me of a story like Tommy's Burgers. They have these locations all over SoCal. Tommy's, but it's spelled differently. Tommy's in each of the locations.
Really?
It's very cool. But it's an iconic hamburger joint in Southern California that made really a lot of money off of that. That story reminded me of the Tommy Burgers.
All right.
There you go.
And speaking of big names, many are taking part in this year's iHeartRadio Festival lineup. Ed Sheeran, Lil Wayne, Mariah Carey, and Tate McRae will all be hitting the stage in Las Vegas later this summer. Also on the lineup are Maroon 5, Glorilla, Tim McGraw, and Jelly Roll. This year's festival will take place September 19th and 20th at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Ticket presales start Wednesday with the public on sale set for Friday.
Let's not forget about the Summer Countdown is on at the National Flight Academy, where students in grades 7 through 12 can take learning to new heights. Get that one. With only a few spots remaining, future aviators are encouraged to enroll now for one of the two remaining six-day summer sessions, July 20th through July 25th and July 27th through August 1st. Want more information? Sure you do. Just go to the website, nationalflightacademy.com. Coming back in 12 minutes, more news. Hold on. This is News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.